Let's open our Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 through 46. In this last section of 1 Kings 18, we have the return of the rains to the land of Israel after 3.5 years of drought. We also have the race between King Ahab and the prophet Elijah back to Jezreel, where wicked Queen Jezebel was waiting. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the Mount of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And 7 times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. First of all, let's look at some background notes to help us set the stage for the teaching from this portion of God's Word. The great confrontation between Elijah and the prophets of Baal was over. The false prophets of Baal had been defeated and eliminated. In no uncertain terms, God had shown his power over the pagan gods by sending his fire down upon Elijah's sacrifice, there on the altar of the Lord at Mount Carmel. The people of Israel now at least temporarily turned back to the Lord and proclaimed, look at verse 39, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." Then the rains returned to the land of Israel as God had promised. God, remember, had withheld the rains for 3.5 years in accordance with his covenant stipulations. The law had said that God would stop the rains if his people turned away from him. Read about that in the law, Deuteronomy chapter 11, Deuteronomy chapter 28. When the rains returned, it looked like the northern kingdom of Israel just might turn the corner and come back to the Lord in a big way. But unfortunately, their change of heart was short-lived. Nevertheless, God in his grace had the rains return in answer to Elijah's prayers. We see from verse 44 that a growing storm moved in from the Mediterranean Sea. Elijah told his servant to tell Ahab, "Prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Then we read in verse 46, "Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." Jezreel was about 20 miles away. It was the winter capital of the northern kingdom of Israel. Elijah tucked his cloak into his belt and outran Ahab's chariot. We believe that Elijah was either operating under supernatural power here, so as to outrun Ahab's chariot, or possibly Ahab's chariot was slowed down there in the Jezreel Valley by the results of the cloudburst. In any case, they arrived at Jezreel, there at the winter capital of the northern kingdom of Israel, and that's where Jezebel was. She's about to hear now the news of what happened to her prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. And that brings us then to our doctrinal points from these last verses of 1 Kings 18. Doctrinal point number one, spiritual people are sensitive to the sound of rain. Spiritual people are sensitive to the sound of rain. In verse 41, we read, "Then Elijah said to Ahab, 'Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain.'" Did Elijah hear the wind starting to pick up or something like that? No. We read in verse 43, there was no natural indication yet that a storm was coming. "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." Well then, how did God give Elijah this insight? Did God give Elijah special insight that Ahab and the others were not aware of, that rain was coming? Yes. We believe that's exactly what is meant by this statement, that Elijah was sensitive to the sound of the abundance of rain. There is the sound of abundance of rain. Elijah was sensitive to what God was going to do. Elijah knew that the problem that had caused God to stop the rains had been dealt with. Elijah knew that God had promised in verse 1 of this chapter that the rains would return. Look at 1 Kings 18 and verse 1. Now it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth." Elijah was sensitive to the sound of rain because he knew the Lord and he knew the word of God. He knew the word of the Lord. And Elijah was walking in obedience to the Lord and in obedience to God's revealed word. What a contrast we see here in Ahab. Ahab was not sensitive to the sound of rain. Ahab was sensitive to eating and drinking, as we read there in verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. He bowed down on the ground, put his face between his knees. He was praying. Definitely, there's a spiritual truth here for us to learn. Spiritual people are sensitive to the sound of rain. That is, spiritual people are sensitive to conditions that are necessary for God's blessings to come on his people. The rain was God's blessing. Spiritual people know what God's word says. They are in tune with the plans and programs of God. They know, for example, that God's blessing of revival does not come through gimmicks and slick advertising techniques. They know there's no substitute for prayer and godly living. Elijah was a spiritual man. He was sensitive to the blessing that God was about to bring on the land. Spiritual people are sensitive to the sound of rain. Doctrinal point number 2. Faith sees God's hand behind man's hand. Faith sees God's hand behind man's hand. We read in verses 43 and 44 that Elijah said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And 7 times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Faith sees God's hand behind man's hand. To the natural eye, there was nothing at first, and then just a little cloud on the horizon. But that's all Elijah needed. Faith does not need overwhelming evidence. Elijah knew that this was the return of the rains that had been promised by God. Once again, we see here a spiritual truth for us to grasp. Faith sees God's hand behind man's hand. Illustration. In recent years, we've seen the dismantling of the Iron Curtain and the breakup of the Soviet Union. Now, the world sees this as the work of man's hand, the combination of foreign policies of Western nations as well as the desire for human freedom within Eastern Europe and Russia. They see this as all bringing about this amazing change, just the work of man's hand. But faith sees God's hand behind man's hand. Faith sees these events as an answer to prayer. Faith sees not just the dismantling of the Iron Curtain and the breakup of the Soviet Union, but faith sees the open doors to the gospel after years of praying that are taking place. And those of faith are doing something about it. Thousands of Bibles have been brought into the former Soviet Union, Eastern Europe. Support for missions in those areas of the world has increased. Faith always sees God's hand behind man's hand. Do you have eyes of faith? Well, now that brings us to practical application. And we could actually make our last question our first practical application. Do you have eyes of faith? That is, do you have eyes of faith that see God's hand behind man's hand? That's certainly a question we all need to ask ourselves. Look around you. How do you see the events in your town, or at your workplace, or on your campus? Do you see just natural happenings and man's hand at work? Or do you have eyes of faith and see God's hand at work, opening doors and creating opportunities for you to serve Him? Do you have eyes of faith? Do you have eyes of faith that see God's hand behind man's hand? Now let's take one more practical application from these verses. Let's pray as if the outcome depended on us. Let's pray as if the outcome depended on us. Elijah already had the promise from God that the rains would return. Once again, the first verse of chapter 18. Now it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth." There it is, the promise of God. I will send rain on the earth. So Elijah already has the promise of God that the rains would return. But he still prayed as if the outcome depended on his prayers. What's Elijah doing while his servant is going back and forth seven times to look out over the Mediterranean Sea to see if there's any clouds out there on the horizon? He's praying. He's praying fervently. He's persevering in prayer. Elijah persevered in prayer as if the return of the rains depended on his prayers. And James 5, verses 17 and 18 indicates that God answered Elijah's prayers. James 5, verse 17. "And he," that is Elijah, "prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit." Even though God had promised to send the rains, the Bible indicates that the outcome was an answer to Elijah's prayer. You know, we don't know all the answers as to how prayer works, but we do know that God answers prayer. Even though God knows everything and is in full control, we should pray as if the outcome depended on us. Maybe you're praying right now for a friend or a relative who's not a Christian. How should you pray? Pray as if the outcome depended on you. We know God knows all about the situation. We know there's the truth of election. We know that your friend or relative has a free will. But still, pray as if the outcome depended on you. Like Elijah, we should persevere in fervent prayer as if the outcome depended on us. Let's trust the Lord fully, but let's pray as if the outcome depended on us.